Blog Talk Radio. I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show with your host, Phenicia Hubbard, and co-hosts Beverly Rogers and Candace Cole. This is the Uplift Connection, where you hear inspirational stories from uplifting women who are choosing to make it great in their lives. For a listing of upcoming guests and topics, visit us online at Phenicia.com.
Hello and happy, beautiful Sunday to you. Yes, you can make it great every single day. And here on the Make It Great Show, that's what we inspire and empower you to do. We want you to tap into your power within and choose to make it great. We come to you every Sunday so that you can get some serious refueling. We offer you food for your mind and fuel for your soul. And to all of our regular listeners and to our guests, you know that our show is completely unscripted, unedited, and uncut. We keep it real, we keep it raw, but we make it good for you. And every Sunday we have a different theme. Last Sunday we sat around and talked about career. Very insightful show. And this Sunday we are participating in the Uplift Connection, which means that we have a special guest for you. My name is Phenicia Hubbard. I'm your Make It Great coach.
And I'm Beverly Rogers. I'm the Question Coach.
And I'm Candace Cole. And we are really, really glad that you're here tonight and so excited that we have you here with us.
All right. I love it, ladies. Thanks for tuning in. We've got lots of guests that are tuned in tonight, so just want to let you all know that you can listen to us live at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. You can also chat with us in the chat box. And if at any point during our interview you want to jump in and join the conversation, just let us know. Hey, Candace. Hey, Bev.
Hey.
We are.
Hi.
Hey. Having a great week so far. I want to ask you all, let's get some talking here. What are you celebrating today?
I am celebrating gathering with family and having a good time. I have two sisters, two younger sisters, and then my daughter, who is not too much younger than my sisters, and two girlfriends that grew up with them, and we had a girls' weekend, and it was absolutely wonderful. We talked, we laughed, we had dinner, and so I'm celebrating girlfriends.
I love that, Beth. Girlfriends, yeah. And your family and in your friends. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And it's not often you have family who are still friends.
Mm-hmm. Especially your sisters. Yeah, you're so fortunate for that. Hey, Candace, what are you celebrating?
This week, I am celebrating the fact that I've been working on a novel manuscript, and I had a author who was published. She looked at the first four chapters of my book, and she loved it. So I got a lot of good feedback and critique, and she even went so far as to say she can see it on the Oprah Book Club. So I'm celebrating, sharing the work, getting it critiqued, and, getting some positive feedback for my novel this week.
I love it. You never
That's
see
great.
Surprises.
What about you, Phenicia?
I love it. Oh, my goodness. I am celebrating friends who truly love me. I have been, as you all know, obsessed with having fun in my life and saying that, you know what, all I do is work. I need balance. I'm going to start having more fun. And so I started thinking about dance because I love to dance. Went and took a dance class, and it was absolutely horrible. So I'm not celebrating that, but what I am celebrating is two very special friends who both surprised me with dance tickets to two of my favorite performances. So my boyfriend got us tickets to go see Alvin Ailey in April, and a good sister friend of mine bought us tickets on the floor to go see Fela this Friday. And you all know I love me some Fela Kuti.
That's exciting. Okay. I heard. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm celebrating. And I'm excited because, so tonight we're talking to a sister who just, she just celebrates life all the time. She's just a dynamic sister. So I'm going to take a few minutes and tell you all about her, and then we're going to bring her on. How's that sound?
All right.
Ooh, now you all have had the pleasure. I know, Candace, you have had the pleasure of meeting Miss Charlene. And Deb, you've spoken with her. And let me tell you a little bit about Charlene. So tonight we're talking to Charlene Reinhart. This sister is a dynamic woman who I met in Toastmasters. Now, you all know I've been in Toastmasters for about 3 years now, and it was during my first year I went to a Toastmasters Leadership Institute, and we were in a workshop session, and they asked a question, you know, something about what is one of your greatest accomplishments or what is it that you're looking to accomplish. And this sister stood up and she said, "Hi, my name is Charlene Reinhart, and I have visited over, it was some number like 30 clubs in less than a year, and my goal is to be distinguished Toastmaster." I looked across the room and I said, "Okay, this is somebody I need to know." And so after the session, I went over and I introduced myself to her, and we stayed in touch, and I have been very fortunate to watch her on her Toastmasters journey. Now, she, let me tell you a little bit about Charlene. She is actually the youngest distinguished Toastmaster, and that is a huge accomplishment. Distinguished Toastmaster is the title that a lot of people aspire to achieve by going through the educational and the leadership programs in Toastmasters. And she received that title in a record-breaking 2 years. Hello, 2 years. She really uses Toastmasters as a platform to transform people's lives and to rejuvenate their minds. You know, it's a strong platform for her. Right now, Charlene serves as the Area B15 Central South Division Governor, which means that she manages over 35 corporate and community clubs within the downtown area. That is no small task by any means. It takes a lot of leadership skills, a lot of interpersonal skills to do that and to hold that title. So kudos to Charlene for doing that. She was featured on the Toastmasters website. So if you go to Toastmasters.org and just simply type in her name, you will see her feature, which is fantastic as well, to be featured on the website. Toastmasters is an international organization, so she is making her presence known worldwide. Within Illinois, let me tell you, that's where Charlene really plants her seeds and gets a lot of things up and going. It started when she was pretty young. I think she has always had this within her to be a service and leadership junkie. But it really flourished when she got into college. And her sophomore year, she founded an organization that was really about nurturing students and helping them grow. So I want her to talk about that when she comes on, definitely. She works with the Illinois International Pageant. She's a cheerleader for the Chicago Mustangs. She's a reigning Miss Chicago International. I could just go on and on with things about Charlene, right, Candace? She's just like,
yes, I mean,
totally
she's so
dynamic.
Accomplished.
She really is, and I feel like everybody needs the Charlene Reinhart on their journey because she's someone that truly cheers you on to greatness. You know, you ask her what she does and who she is, and just hearing how she articulates that will inspire you to just grow. So it is with true pleasure that I bring on Miss Charlene Reinhart to talk with us today. Ms. Charlene Reinhardt, Distinguished Toastmaster, how are you today?
I am well. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Ooh, we are so excited to have you here. And you've got tons of fans that are listening in tonight. Ooh, Ms. Charlene. So I learned recently that you are a Zumba fitness instructor, and on top of everything else that you've done. And that was a big shock to me. I'm like, man, how does he find the energy to do all this stuff, Toastmasters, our job, and teaching Zumba? Tell us about that, Charlene.
Well, I think I needed Zumba in my life because when you have a full schedule, you need to maintain your fitness and maintain balance. You need to go to something that's fun. And Zumba is definitely fun for me. It's a high-impact energy workout that allows you to just let loose and enjoy yourself in the moment. While doing that, I don't think about anything else, and I actually get a chance to reflect and rejuvenate myself for everything else that's going on. So I love Zumba, and I love teaching it to other people because everybody else needs to feel the same way. They need to remove all the stress and just relax at times, and Zumba is the way to do that.
I love that. So I've always wondered how you find balance in the work that you do because it seems that whenever I have been in your presence or watched you either facilitate a workshop or give a speech or lead a training, you are completely in that moment. You give your all to everything that you do. I want you to talk a little bit about Toastmasters and just how you use that as your platform to really inspire and empower other people to their greatness. What's that like for you?
It's a great experience, and when I think about Toastmasters, I think about the time when I first came in the door. I came in not knowing what to expect. I wanted to learn table topics, how to speak on impromptu topics, and that was it. But when you walk into the doors of Toastmasters, you are definitely given a vision that's greater than what you initially had. There were individuals who came to me and said that you should probably think about leadership. You should think about being president of this club or speaking at this engagement. And at that time, I was like, no way. I am not doing that. But the people that I associated myself, they just brought me to another level of confidence, and I was able to move into those positions. So anytime I talk to somebody about Toastmasters, I say it's the perfect learning laboratory to learn everything you need to learn so that in the real world you'll be able to do it and be comfortable doing it. A lot of people are so afraid to try something new, and I say try it. Don't be afraid to be uncomfortable because you need to be comfortable being uncomfortable if you want to experience growth.
That's good. I'm taking notes over here, Charlene. So I heard you say, like, initially when you were starting in Toastmasters, you know, you weren't thinking about leadership because of confidence. And so, hearing you and meeting you, I would never have thought that. So what did you do to build your confidence, not just with Toastmasters, but, I mean, with all the other work that you do, you know, whether at the job that you work at Chase, being a cheerleader in the pageants, like, how did you continue to keep boosting your confidence? Because I think it's such a beautiful thing, because you have so much confidence. And so I think it's really great to hear that you still, you know, you had to struggle with it, and I think it gives really hope and inspiration to other women who maybe feel like, oh, I'm not that confident yet. But you show us that you can get to this place of being confident. So, like, what do you do to keep building and growing your confidence? Because it's so bright.
Well, there are three important words that I learned how to just use, and that's just do it. When you constantly think about it or reflect on your doubts and focus on your insecurities, you will never get anything done. No matter where you are, time will pass regardless if you're moving or you're not. So you might as well give it a try. And not live with any regrets. I think that's what it's all about, because when you don't do something, that's when you regret it. You do it, put your all into it, and no matter the outcome, you will learn and be a better person. And that's the best present that you can get from doing anything, becoming a better you.
I love that. So what's the most recent thing that you've done that sort of pushed you, you know, where you could have easily spent time thinking about it or saying, oh, no, I don't think I want to do that, but you just went ahead and did it anyway?
Most recent thing, I would say with the American Heart Association, I started giving presentations, and I just became a member of their board. And so as a new person, you usually just sit back, don't give presentations, you just listen, you observe. And an opportunity came, well, many opportunities came to give presentations. And I'm like, you know what? I've done Toastmasters for a reason. So there shouldn't be anything that I'm nervous of or fearful of. I need to just go out there, prepare myself, and do it. So I'm giving presentations all the time about heart health anytime I'm called. So this weekend, I did a presentation on heart health for the Get It Together mentoring program, which was a blast.
Well, congratulations to you for taking that step. That is so awesome. And I feel like you serve as a mentor, whether formally or informally, to a lot of people in Toastmasters. If you look back and reflect over your years and your journey with that organization, who would it be, or perhaps not sharing their name, but who would be one person that you can say, you know what, now I can look at how they grew and I can say I truly did have an impact in cheering them on to greatness? What would be your success story with Toastmasters and mentoring somebody else?
My success story would have to be one of my best friends. We studied for the CPA exam together, and I told her, you should get into Toastmasters. I became a Toastmasters junkie, and anytime I love something, I try to get all my friends involved. So I kept telling her about the organization. She decided to sign up, but she was fearful of giving her icebreaker speech. She did not give her first speech until after 7 months of being in the organization. After that icebreaker speech, I continued to encourage her, and she was on fire. She actually gave 40 speeches in 1 year. She broke a record for anybody giving the most speeches in 1 year, and she broke a record for going to the most clubs. She went to 63 clubs. So once she took that first step, she was unstoppable, and we were doing this together, and I think that's so important when you want to support somebody. You have to be willing to take that leap yourself. You have to walk the walk with them so that they can see that it's possible, too, and they'll end up doing things that they never thought possible.
I love that. Charlene, when I hear you talking, because what you're talking about is being a mentor, and I know you've got so many things on your plate, and you're just a bombshell. Do you ever get to a point where you have to look at some things and say, this is not for me, this is not where I'm going, this is a no? How do you choose which path you're going to take and make sure that you're still balanced and not in overload?
Yes, that definitely happens. When you have different organizations and different opportunities coming your way, you have to really look at long term, where do you want to be? And is what I'm doing now positioning me for that next step? So every year I'm doing an analysis of that. I'm looking at what's on my plate. I'm trying to see if that role that I took on, did I achieve my goals and can I move on to something else, or is there something else that I need to do within that role? So I would say always look at what you want in the long term and what's making you happy. You have to do what you love. Every morning you should wake up full of joy and excited just to be here. So if the things you do don't give you that drive and excitement for life, then you should probably reevaluate what you're doing.
I love that, and it reminds me of a quote that I read from you, Charlene, and that quote is, if the dream isn't powerful enough to propel you to action, hopefully the nightmare of never tapping into your potential will motivate you to step into your greatness. That is so powerful. So tell us about your upcoming pageant and the things that you're working on as it relates to that. Because I know you've got a pageant coming up in 2 weeks, right?
I do, on March 3rd. I'm really excited about that. It's the Illinois International Pageant. It will be held at 3 o'clock in Wadsworth, Illinois. That pageant has 4 phases of competition. You have your fun fashion, interview, evening gown, and aerobic wear. I'm practicing all 4 parts of the pageant all the time. It's more also about the mental thing. You have to act and be the person that you want. So if I want that title of Miss Illinois, I have to represent myself as Miss Illinois each and every day. My main goal is just to be a role model for anybody that I come into contact with. The main message that I want to share with people is if you want something, get it. Don't be afraid to work hard. I've put in lots of hours. I actually knew that I wanted to do this pageant since 2011. And when I tell people that, they say, wow, 2 years ago and you're still working on it? And I say yes, because it's what I want. And I'm not afraid to work hard. If you're not afraid to work hard, I believe you can get anything you want. And you'll get results if you have that mentality.
So other than taking over the world, Charlene, as I totally see you doing, what do you really, because you talk about how every year, you know, you reflect on, you know, the goal and even with the pageant, like you knew in 2011. So in, let's say, 10 years from now, like where do you see yourself, or what's that big goal or accomplishment that you're already planning on, you know, getting to?
When you do pageants, it really opens you up to a lot of opportunities. So I have to thank pageantry for my new ambitions. I really want to go into coaching, so maybe brand or image coaching and some consulting. But in 10 years, I do see myself as a best-selling author, because I think it's really important that when you're doing all of these things in life, that you share it with the world so that they can be inspired. There's no way that I would be where I am today if I didn't read about great people, if I didn't look at the Phoenicias and the Bevs and the Candaces of the world. These are the people who make you into who you are. And so when you share this in a book, you're able to expand the audience that you have. More people are able to hear your story and be inspired through it.
Oh, that's great. I love it. I cannot wait for the book.
Coming soon.
Right, coming soon.
Yes, stay tuned.
What is your one out of all of the things, if you were to back away from it and just see your life as one big picture, what is the one thing that stands out that you would say is your biggest accomplishment that you would be the most proud of?
My biggest accomplishment right now would be running. And people would probably say, why running out of everything? Because it's something that I could not do. I remember 6 months ago, I would watch people running, and I would sit there or stand there and say, man, I wish I could do that, but there's no way that I'm going to run, because I couldn't run 2 blocks without gasping for air. I would try out for all of these teams, and running would always be a problem, so I stayed away from it. But it wasn't until August when somebody agreed to help me in this endeavor, and they sold it to me as a mental thing. They said, take it one day at a time, one step at a time, because once you do that, you'll be able to go further than you could have imagined. So I started off with not being able to run for 2 blocks, and now I'm able to go 5 miles and do 5Ks and preparing for 10Ks and half marathons. This has to be the biggest accomplishment, because it took me years to overcome this doubt that I had inside of me. It was this one thing that I couldn't do for 20 years, over 20 years. I kept telling myself I couldn't do it, but to finally be able to push against all the fears and doubts in order to achieve this goal, it really means a lot to me, and it shows me that there is nothing that can't be accomplished. It's all a mental thing, and how you see the world that determines where you will go.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished. Beautifully said. Just do it. Do what you love, and do it with passion. We're talking to Charlene Reinhart. We're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute uplift, and then we'll be right back.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her. Dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftinghher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftinghher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
Yes, you are great, and we are talking to Miss Cheerleader Charlene Reinhart, who cheers you on to greatness. Those of you that are listening in, you can chat with us live at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. And I just want to give a shout-out to all of the guests that we have logged in today, as well as listening via telephone. Welcome back, Charlene. Just want to talk to you now about some things that help us get to know who you are. So you just shared with us a couple of your future goals, and one of them is to be a best-selling author. So my question for you, Charlene, is if you think about books that have inspired you along your journey, what is one book that you would say is a must-read for people who are looking to grow and move forward in their life?
A must-read would have to be The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Go by Jack Canfield. That's a book that I read before I even started my pageant journey, and that's what motivated me to get involved in pageants. So anybody who has a dream out there and you're scared to take that next step, I highly recommend that book.
Okay. How often do you find yourself... Go ahead, Beth.
I was going to say, I cannot imagine you not taking that next step or being afraid to take the next step. One of the things that I say quite often, Charlene, is that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Do you have nights when you weep, and what do you do to bring back that joy the next day so that you're not sitting in, I can't do it, I don't know what I'm going to do, or any negativity that comes at you? What do you do? What strategies do you use to bring yourself back to this high, let's do it attitude?
I'm human, so I definitely have those times where I'm like, why am I doing this? Can I really do this? And you know what? To bring myself back, I have to rely on my support team and motivation from other sources. Support teams are mandatory when you are trying to get to the next level in your life, because you need people who are going to uplift you and support you no matter what you're going through. So I always talk to them, and they just make me look at things from a different light. If I'm not talking to somebody, then I would listen to something motivational on YouTube. I'm a big YouTube fan. So every morning before I get dressed, I put on Joel Osteen or some other motivational speaker so that I can start my day off right. And that really helps get me in the right mindset in the beginning of my day.
Tell us about your success team. What does that look like? Maybe you can inspire other people who don't necessarily have their own personal cheerleaders or mentors in their life. How do you go about building your success team?
I get involved and I help other people. I think that's the best way to build support. You have to be willing to reach out and be selfless, help somebody else. So I'm involved in a lot of organizations, but within each organization, I have a mentor. I have a accountability partner, a coach. I have all of those things within each organization. So if I was doing these things alone, it would be a nightmare. But I have a dream team, and I always say teamwork makes the dream work. So that's the only reason that any of this is possible. If you aspire to do something, find somebody in your field, get involved, offer to help them, because they will be happy, more than happy, to help you out in your endeavors.
I hope everybody's taking notes out there. We're getting some dynamic tips and suggestions on how to really live out your greatness from Charlene Reinhart. Really appreciate all the insights that we're getting today. Charlene, what is it that makes you smile? What puts a smile on your face no matter what?
What puts a smile on my face? Oh, let's see. Ice cream. Ice cream definitely puts a smile on my face. I try not to eat too much of it, but I think by being heart healthy and everything else you do, you just need balance. And so sometimes I'm not afraid to go to my ice cream or my pecans or any of that because there's a smile on my face.
I love that, and I love your honesty with that answer. What's something that you do every single day? So you talked about how you make sure you're getting fed, either through YouTube, through something that you're reading. But what is it that you do every single day, no matter what?
No matter what, I will always talk to my family. No matter what I have on my plate, I talk to my mother every single day. My mother is definitely the driving force behind a lot of the things I do. So then when I talk to her in the morning, I just feel good, and I know I'll have a great day. I feel that having a good family relationship will just take you places that you probably wouldn't imagine. It'll just get you through anything. So I have to talk to moms every day.
Well,
and I hope
like
mom
that.
Is listening in.
I hope she's listening too. What I want to encourage our listeners to really take from this also, not only her dream team and talking with her mom, but relationships are important. And I think we've talked on several shows about surrounding yourself with people who are positive, surrounding yourself with people who are looking out for the best, looking out, you know, for your best interest as well as you looking out for theirs. So relationships are very important, and I'm glad to hear you talk about that, Charlene.
Definitely, it's key.
Excellent. This is just a random question that came up. What kind of music do you like to listen to? I love music, so I always ask people what they like to listen to.
I love music as well, and you know what? I'm very open because cheerleading. I would listen to the fast, energetic music because that's what I love to dance to. When I'm at home, I might listen to gospel music. Or when I'm with friends, you might hear me listening to country, blues. I listen to a wide range of music. It just depends on where I am.
Now, how did you get into the cheerleading?
This was also a dream of mine. I've always danced for about, let's say, when I was in seventh grade. I've done ballet, jazz, salsa, and I always wanted to be a cheerleader. So I'd actually looked into cheerleading 2 years before I tried out. So I would follow them and find out what it takes and when they would be auditioning and what I would need to do to prepare myself for that. So that's what I did for 2 years, and I was able to get on the team.
Oh, great. Very cool.
You definitely have a way about setting goals and then giving yourself that time to enjoy the journey and let it develop. You know, I feel like we live in a society that is very results-oriented and getting results very quickly. How do you stay so humble and trusting and knowing that your goals are going to come and that you really appreciate the journey? Is there some type of secret that you have to really enjoying the journey, or what keeps you grounded as you move towards your goals?
My faith keeps me grounded. I know that I cannot do anything alone. My faith in God keeps me grounded in everything I do, and I know that through Him I can do all things. It's not through me, but through Him, that higher source. So that's what keeps me grounded in this journey.
Good. Where do you feel like you're most creative? When are you most creative? Is it when you're cheerleading? Is it when you're giving a speech? When do we get to see the most creative side of Charlene Reinhart?
When you have me speak impromptu. That would be the most creative side of me, because I don't have time to prepare, but you see Charlene raw, just everything is exposed, and that's probably the best time when everything is exposed, because I love to laugh, I love to have fun, but most times people only see that serious side of me because I'm very goal-oriented as well. But deep down, I love to have fun. I am just a child inside who just loves to do all the things that children do. So when you put me on the spot, you'll get to see that.
What does fun look like to you?
Fun would be going to an amusement park or just doing something that reminds me of my childhood. Fun is being around family. Fun maybe not doing anything at all. But when I'm in the moment, when I'm enjoying life, and when I'm with the people that I love, that's what fun is. That's when I'm having the most fun.
I love that. I love that you said when you're, you know, when you're fully in the moment, because I think, you know, so many times we get distracted, but when we're just fully committed to wherever we're at, it, you know, that's what's fun. I wonder, when you were in school, were you really into public speaking? Like, how were you as a child? Because you talk a lot about that. So, you know, elementary school age, Charlene, you know, what did she like? What was she like in school? What did her teacher say about her?
All right, it looks like we've got some technical difficulties. We're going to try to get Charlene back on the line, but we're going to continue on with the show. This is a great, great interview that we've got going, talking with Charlene Reinhart. And I'm going to go ahead and get her back on the line. Candace and Bev, go ahead and take it away for me, please.
Well, Candace,
mm-hmm.
Do you think you could have that much energy?
Yes. But I definitely, what I love, though, I think is keeping that balance. But I definitely think I could, but I definitely think I would have to make sure I stayed balanced so that, you know, I had downtime and relaxation time.
We'll return your call at my earliest convenience. Thank you. Have a great day.
How about you, Bev?
I don't know if I've ever been that bouncy.
But I just love, go ahead.
Because she has such a spark, and
yeah. She
has a spark about her that seems to come naturally. It's not something that you can make up. It's not something that is phony. It's, you know, when you have that kind of spark and you have that kind of energy, it's very infectious,
you know? It is.
You know how there are some people who can laugh, and their laughing just is very infectious.
Right,
and
it makes you want to laugh.
And it makes you want to laugh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that's important, too, for people to know is, you know, I think what she highlighted was, you know, being passionate about what you're passionate about. And so I think you highlighted a good point that it may, your energy or your passion may not look like Charlene's, but you can glean a lot from the fact that she's living a life that she's excited about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one big thing I took away. I was like, you know, my energy level may not look like hers, but, like, I want to be that excited about, you know, the projects and the things that I do, the activities, you know, going out with my friends. Like, I want to be that excited. Like, I'm feeling that every time I talk. It's like, you know what? I want to feel that passion, even if my passion looks a little different. Because, like you said, it is infectious when I think we live on purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than just kind of drudging along. through life.
Definitely. There's a friend of mine who said to me recently that her new standard was ecstasy. If it did not bring her that much excitement in her life, she didn't want to do it. And I
love
think
it.
Charlene definitely embodies that. We did get Charlene back on the line. Welcome back, Charlene.
Yay.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you.
Charlene, I have another question. We were talking about how infectious your energy is. What does downtime look like for you? When you're thinking about a vacation or respite or time away to just kind of regroup and to find out who Charlene is, I heard you say that you analyze, you know, what your next steps are once a year. When do you do that? Do you take vacations? And if so, what does that look like for you?
I definitely take vacations. It's a must that you take vacations in order to stay on this high.
Would you repeat that one more time?
Yes, yeah, say it one more time.
It's mandatory that you take vacations in order to stay on this high. I don't believe in working 24/7. I believe in putting in as much work as possible when I have something to do, something that needs to be done. But I also believe in scheduling vacation so that I can have that time to just sit back, relax, and enjoy everything that has happened. I just took a trip to Australia 3 months ago, and I have been planning that trip for 2 years. I plan that as a reward for me passing the CPA exam. So when I do all of this work, I make sure I reward myself by taking a vacation.
Wonderful.
I love that.
And so what's going to be the reward after your upcoming competition? Have you thought about it, or is it one of those things that just kind of happens when you after you've accomplished it?
I am thinking about it, and I do want to go on my first cruise this year. I haven't been on a cruise before, so
Beverly
I'm looking into that. Yes.
Oh, I am the cruise lady. I love cruises.
Well, but I may have to talk to you about recommendations for upcoming cruises. Yes.
I love it. Charlene, what's one thing that you wish people knew about you?
One thing that I wish people knew about me, I'm very personable. If you have a question, just ask me. I will let you know if I want to answer it or not, but just ask me. I feel that a lot of people may have perceptions of you before even knowing you because they may see things online or hear about you, and they may not think that they can be real with you. And one thing I want people to know is you can be real with me. I will not judge you. I don't even, you know, I will not judge you based on what you tell me. I'm just there to support you and help you go through what you're going through.
Do you do a lot of coaching now? I heard you talk about mentoring. Do you have people who come up and just ask you to be a mentor or ask you to coach them?
People do, especially in Toastmasters. I've been involved with different clubs, so I've had the opportunity to coach clubs in their public speaking and leadership. But then individuals will come to me because they want to know, how can you speak in front of hundreds of people without being afraid? How do you become alive on stage? And I tell them, you can't worry about them out there. You're giving them a treat. You're giving them a part of you. So embrace the moment and be fully present in that moment. Give them you and give it fully.
Mm-hmm. I want you to take a minute, Charlene, and give us – well, go ahead, Candace. I'm sorry. I'll say that to the end. Go ahead, Candace.
I was just, you know, just hearing you speak, it really just made – you know, I used to be an elementary school teacher, and I just thought of how, you know – how inspiring your story is not just to adults, but also to young girls. And so what is one thing that, you know, if you were in a school in front of students, you know, whether little girls or high school girls, like what's one thing that you would really want to make sure they know? Because, I mean, I feel like you're just so inspiring. I wonder, like, what would you tell, you know, a younger demographic of, you know, young women who are aspiring to, you know, to do things like you're doing and, you know, be really accomplished and, you know, hit their goals? What would you tell them?
I currently work with young women now through Spirit of Beauty, and that's about celebrating beauty from the inside out. So I tell them that in order to be beautiful on the outside, or in order to really value who you are as a person, you must fall in love with yourself and all that you have to offer. In order to do that, get involved and help others. Serve others, but get involved. Find something that you're good at, that you like, because that builds your self-esteem. So I would tell them to fall in love with your greatness. Fall in love with who you are, and don't let anybody take that away from you.
I love that, fall in love with your greatness. That's so profound.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to take a minute, Charlene, to use this show as your platform to tell people how they can get involved with some of the things that you're involved in. Like, go ahead and just tell us. Start with Toastmasters. I really appreciate that. How can people be a part of such of this dynamic organization and work either with you directly or with other powerful Toastmasters?
If you would like to be involved in Toastmasters and join a club, we have over 225 clubs in Illinois alone. If you would like to join a club, please contact me at ReinhardtCharlene@yahoo.com. ReinhardtCharlene@yahoo.com.
Great.
Yes, American Heart Association. So right now is American Heart Month, and you will see many people going red and celebrating or bringing awareness to heart disease. There is a Go Red for Women Expo that will take place on Wednesday, February 27th. The expo will be from 7:30 until 2 o'clock. So if you would like to get involved, contact a representative from the American Heart Association, or please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or via email for more information on that. That information is also on the American Heart Association website.
Before we you ask the next question, Phenicia, I would like for you to talk about, Charlene, how important it is for women to recognize that we need to know more about heart disease, because our heart attacks are not the same as the symptoms for a man having a heart attack.
It's completely different. You're right. And heart disease is the leading cause of death for women in the United States. So we definitely need to be proactive in preventing this disease. When I talk about heart disease, I talk about prevention in three ways. First, commit to a heart-healthy diet. You are what you eat. So make sure that you are conscious of the foods that you are eating and what's in your food. So read the nutrition labels. Number two, commit to be fit. We all have busy lives. I definitely understand that. But committing at least 30 minutes a day may save you a lifetime of pain. So try to find a way to incorporate fitness into your daily activities. Last but not least, know your numbers. Be aware. That's where most of the concern comes in at. People don't know their BMI, their body mass index, or their cholesterol levels or blood pressure, and they're at risk for heart disease when they don't know these numbers. So it's all about being informed and being a leader against heart disease.
Thank you. That is so important for us.
So important. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, Charlene, at the end of our interviews, we do a quick round of questions, and the only, I guess, caveat or rule that we have is that you answer very quickly and in one word, you know, one or two words. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, so the first question I ask for, you know, I have for you is fill in the blank. Love is?
Life.
What are two of your nicknames?
Brainiac and Precious.
What's your most feminine quality?
My smile.
What do you believe is the age for you to start thinking about getting married, if you plan to get married?
28.
When do you feel most alive?
First thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What is most sacred to you?
My body.
What will be the title of your autobiography? Because we know it's coming.
Falling in love.
What one word do you want to fully embody in 2013?
Passion.
And, of course, the question that most coaches will ask somewhere along the line, if you were to be recognized at a banquet for something, doing something great, what would you want to be recognized for doing?
Humanitarian Service Award for helping people achieve their greatness.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that you do so well. Charlene, thank you so much for taking time and being with us today. I know that you have inspired people, and just this interview and us talking today is another way for you to continue inspiring people. We want to encourage all of our listeners to go on and re-listen to this episode. You can find it online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. And Charlene, just want to open up the floor to you to any final words that you might have for your fans out there, for people who are listening, for those people that have just met you for the first time, you know, some parting words that you might have for your listeners.
Parting words, be fearless. There are two definitions of fear. Either you can forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And I encourage you to rise in every aspect of your life.
Ooh, that was powerful. You don't have to say that one more time. Say it again, because people are taking notes.
Fear has two definitions. Either you can forget everything and run, or you can face everything and rise. And I want you to challenge yourself to rise in every aspect of your life.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Keep on cheering people on to greatness. Thank you so much, Charlene. We appreciate you for taking time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Charlene.
All right, ladies. And so let's see what's coming up on the calendars for everyone. We've got Charlene, and we're going to send her lots of love and light for our upcoming competition on March 3rd. Candace, what do you have coming up?
I am currently running the beta course of my course, Vulnerability is Sexy. It will be launching fully in March, so if you want more information about that, you can just head on to vulnerabilityissexy.com and get all the information about the course and all the other things that I'm doing.
Okay, fantastic. And you've also put that into the chat box. We'll do that online. Yes. Make sure that you check out that website. Hey, Bev, what's coming up for you?
Well, you know, I've got the Heartland Spa. Let's kick it up a notch. That's March. I'm going to be down there March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And it wasn't until I heard Charlene say she was talking about taking her first cruise. I have a couple of cruises going out this summer. We have one for Alaska in June. We have another one leaving out of San Juan in July, and then I have one in September leaving out of San Juan. So if people are interested in doing any kind of a vacation, they can always call me as well or email me at beverly4175@att.net and let me know that they're interested in taking a very important vacation, as Charlene says, always. Take a vacation.
I love that, Bev. And you mentioned your phone number. Is that something that you want to share with our listeners as well?
Yes, 630-926-4481.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. And that's also in our chat box online. And with Positive Focus, the website is www.positive-focus.com. This upcoming Sunday, we've got the Positive Focus Sunday Salon, and we'll be talking about the works of Erica Harris and empathy. So definitely make sure that you join us next Sunday at 5:30. And then on Monday, the 25th, we've got our Manifest Workshop. This is The session is held every full moon and new moon. We've had lots of success with people that have been attending. So, again, check out the calendar for that. And I'm also launching my course, Stress Management for Women. It's Stress Management for Your Menstrual Cycle. So you can visit wildfigyoga.com to get details about that course. So excited about all the work that we do here on the Make It Great show. And as you all know, every Sunday we have a different theme. Coming up next Sunday, our theme is going to be, drum roll please, this is a big one, ladies, relationships. Yes.
A good one.
So looking forward to seeing how that conversation goes. As you all know, we talk to you every week unedited, unscripted, and uncut. So you never know what you're going to get, but you know you're going to get something good for yourself. Want to thank you all for listening in. And Bev and Candace, do you have any parting words for your listeners today, for our listeners?
I just want to go on with Charlene's charge, just to go out there and do it. You're so great, and just go out there and make it happen. I felt that resonated so much when she said that. We have so much potential.
And I would like to go back to what she said about fear. It is the one thing that keeps us from doing what we need to do or going on to the next level. So rise above that fear. Face the fear and rise.
Love that. And I want to end our show today with a quote from Charlene Reinhart. If the dream isn't powerful enough to propel you to action, then hopefully the nightmare of never tapping into your potential will motivate you to step into your greatness. Thanks for listening to the Make It Great show. I want you all to choose to make it great, and we'll see you next time.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her. Dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftingher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftingher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.